and 78 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin back in the hot seat again. Welcome back, Corey.
It's becoming a familiar seat for me.
It is. We appreciate it.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Fairhope City Council meets the second and fourth Monday. Therefore, I usually have a member on here the second and fourth Monday morning. Meeting is at 6. Work session is at 4:30. Is there anything on the work session that you would like to point out for us this morning? I know oftentimes that's an item that is introduced to the council members, perhaps even for the first time.
The work session, one of the things that we're talking about is the conservation easement. It's time for us to kind of come together and get the deed restrictions and speak about the deed restrictions and see what exactly we want to put together so we can start construction of the triangle. But we have to have those ducks in a row.
The conservation easement of the triangle. Can you explain that?
So the conservation easement, we bought the property from single tax, Fairhope single tax. So the property is considered parkland. When Fairhope single tax purchases property, it's legally and it has been set precedent that that parkland cannot be used for anything except parkland. And that's the easement, that's the conservation part of it. When it's considered parkland and bought from the Fairhope single tax. There was a case back years in the early 1900s up at the Bluff where we used to play music. That land was tried to be built upon, and there was a court case that went all the way to Alabama Supreme Court that set that precedent that no one could use that land except for parkland. So that's why we put it and bought it from the Fairhope single tax,
right,
to make it perpetuity as parkland.
Okay.
But now with the easement part, with the conservation easement part that comes along with that, there are deed restrictions that we have to put in a row or get our ducks in a row in order to construct properly. And we want to make sure that we do that so we're not violating any of those restrictions. So we have to get them together and select them and put them on paper and make sure that that's what we want.
Very good. Anything else on the work session that you would like to mention?
Let's see here. No, the budget is kind of the budget utilities where we're in the process piece by piece of going over the budget. I think utilities is going to come in front of us and kind of talk about a 5-year plan, which is important. And that's a buck of our money. We're going to spend a lot of money on utilities here trying to get us up to date. And which is it's a good thing. When you look at it, it hurts because it's big money coming out, you know, with these utilities. We're so far behind.
Just like what the mayor told us, she came in on Friday morning after we announced all of the quite a few sewer spills due to a record-breaking rain.
SSOs, six inches in one day.
Yes, and 6 inches of rain.
In one day.
In 6 hours.
Yeah, you know.
We have 88 substations or transfer stations, right, I believe she said, and
the generators
needed, the expansion needed, it's very expensive.
Yeah, and that's some that we're slowly replacing those generators in this budget, but we have so many, it takes time. And we're also replacing a lot of the lift stations. But it takes time. And so that's what the 5-year plan, all of that is included in the 5-year plan with those things. Because, listen, even though we're having the SSOs, that water is treated and is not, you know, E. coli going into the bay. And a lot of people, even myself, before I got behind the veil, thought that process. That is not the case. That water has been treated to reduce all of that. But we still don't want any of that water going to the bay. So we have to do a better job.
All right, let's move on to the council meeting at 6 p.m. And anything on council comments that you plan on contributing, or would you rather wait for the meeting tonight?
Yeah, I really don't have anything. I usually come up with that as I get my thoughts together for the meeting.
Right.
But right now, I really don't have anything about that. Yes, ma'am.
Number 5, the final adoption concerning garbage and trash. And this is concerning the commercial customers or apartment That change to accommodate per container that we've discussed before?
Yeah, so I think there was some confusion. This came up. We had a lot of calls coming to the city as far as the garbage ordinance. People thought they were getting charged when they shouldn't be getting charged, and meaning that we were not giving them a service with their garbage. So we kind of cleared the instrument here and made some of the language a little bit more transparent as far as what the fees are. Any citizen that annexes into this particular corporation will pay a $10 service fee, period, even if you're not getting your can dumped, just because you use some type of service here when you're a citizen. But $20 for every person that gets a can dump, and then we added $5 for every extra can. So all that has been delineated as far as numbers, which in the past when people called, they would answer, well, that's just what we do, and that's not acceptable. So now the ordinance is clear language, and everybody knows why, what we're doing, and how we're doing it.
So technically, it's not a rate increase.
No, it's not a rate increase.
Most of us won't see a difference.
You're not going to see a difference. It was just a cleanup. We just had to clean it up.
Okay. Number six, known amending the ordinance known as the Right-of-Way Construction and Administration Ordinance concerning fees, right-of-way and excavation permit fees. What does that mean?
Well, that is just the guys that anytime there's construction or fiber being put in the ground, they have to get permits to use our right-of-ways, and different things that they're doing, we set fees here. There's a description, for example, administration and plan review fee is $50. And you can go down the list, traffic control plan review, as far as the right-of-way is concerned, there's a fee. This has been in place for a while. What we're doing is we're amending this, and if you see here, there is the two items that we're amending are unpaved. I'm going to get to it here. I'll show you. I don't want to misspeak here. I'll show you exactly. It's two items that we're amending out of all that, and it's the longitudinal and transverse excavation for major projects that are unpaved areas, which was 75 cents per linear foot, and now we're going up to 85 cents for linear foot with a minimum fee of 25. And the other one is the boring and jacking operation and tunneling retrofitting of existing utility lines and pipelines, etc. And that was 40 cents per linear foot. Now we're going to 50 cents per linear foot. Now, how they calculated those, that's above my pay grade, but that's the amendment. And those are the questions that we'll ask when we get to council. Like, how did we come up with this? I haven't spoken to these guys. So those are the kind of things that we do in council as council members. For the citizens, we put that kind of information in the air. But those are their amendments, Lori.
And once again, thank you. Not applying to regular citizens, but for these types of businesses that are working in the right of way.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Number eight is a resolution for professional consulting services for grants and grant management up to $2,000 per month. Is that new or a renewal?
No, we've always had a consulting service for our grants. Jessica does a good job, but if you've ever had a grant situation and writing some of these big grants and find them, with all the things that she has on her plate, this is just a little bit of a backup for administration stuff that she doesn't really have time to do, to be honest. So these $2,000 are well invested, because the return on our investment is just like this other grant that we're going to talk about. Is very significant as far as ROI is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the max millions, is 24. Yeah. Yeah, millions. Yeah, as opposed to $24,000 a year.
Yes. And I think what you're talking about is the next one, a resolution authorizing submission of a grant application, once again to ADECA, requesting a 2023 RTP grant.
Yeah.
What is that?
RTP, Recreational Trails Program.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
For
the Triangle property.
Okay.
So now these are added monies on top of the million from GOMESA. that we'll add to this in order to do a trail. Now, I don't think we've decided whether the trail is going to be in the north or south, you know, triangle, Forested Triangle areas, top or bottom. But this is money to use a trail in addition to the trails that we're all going to create with the Go Mesa Fund. So anytime we can get money to do things, it's always a plus. That means we have more money, in my opinion, to do things for our kids from the tax dollars when the federal government is kind of giving us grants for these things.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Looks like we're getting a new fire truck, perhaps?
Yeah, that's impact fees. We have to spend, from all the things that we charge our developers, that money has to be spent back on particular items. And this is one of the items that we're spending it on. We already bought one with the impact fees, I think, in 20. And now here we are buying another one. So that's pretty cool.
Very nice.
And Chris Elliott will be happy about that.
Had Fire Chief in last week, and he mentioned that. Very excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited.
And then we have another major purchase, handheld radios for...
That's Chief again.
Okay, for the fire department.
Yeah, that's Chief.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 12 is a change order to the Church Street Utility Improvement and Drainage Project of over $450,000. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is something that I'm going to have to ask about. This is, from what I understand, as we dig, just like when you have an old home and you tear down the walls, you think you're going to have do one thing and you end up doing five or six different things.
Surprise.
Yeah. From what I understand, this is what this is. This is a surprise. They got in there, and what they were trying to do it correctly, these monies had to be added as an upcharge or a change order, especially with the cost of supplies.
And it appears apparently due to the inclement weather, cost overruns, and additional rehabilitation of the existing sewer main, as I see as you're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So all of those things came into play, and here we are with a change order after we've done the calculations to do it correctly.
And it also says the working days will be extended 30 days for asphalt services, and they're doing the big Church Street infrastructure project, which, by the way, has Fells and Church closed today. At least that was scheduled to happen today.
Yes, this rain has been killing us.
It looks like we're going to be hiring the engineering services for the Greeno Road turn lane upgrade, not to exceed $71,238.
Yep, that's Greeno and Gafer.
Greeno and Gafer.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Greeno and Gafer. We'll get a turn signal there, which well needed.
Oh, good. So this is not the Greeno and... Greeno and Gafer, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like we did at Twin Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
By the high school.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll be a turn signal there, which is needed.
A budget transfer at number 14 to transfer $1 million from the capital project funds is designated for infrastructure improvement special account.
Yeah, this is just giving our treasurer the ability to move that money that we have designated for capital projects over to that particular fund. So we gave her permission to do that.
Okay. And executive session, which you probably cannot discuss what that might be about generally due to...
litigation, yeah.
Pending litigation. All right.
Litigation.
So Fairhope City Council work session is at 4:30, the council agenda meeting at 5:30, and the council meeting itself at 6. The public is invited to attend in person. You can also watch live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else that you'd like to mention, Corey, about things happening in the city?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, the city is moving. I mean, I don't know if people can see that. It was something that when I got on the council that I really wanted to happen. You know, as a citizen, I would hear a lot of talk, but I never really heard movement in the past. And as you can see, there's things that are manifesting here. There's tangible things that are happening, which is good. I know it gets on people's nerves, but this is what progression looks like. It kind of gets on your nerves until it's all over, and then you look up and you're happy what you have. So just hang in there with us on the road construction and utilities. It's for the best. I'm excited for the future of the city. I think we're going in the right direction.
Thank you very much for your time, Councilman.
Yes, ma'am.
Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin. It is 8:40 and 79 degrees in downtown Fairhope, WABF. Good morning. If you missed part of the interview or you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police working an accident at Howells Ferry at Schillinger Road and clearing the three earlier accidents on Airport Boulevard, including Airport at Schillinger, at South University, and South Sa-